The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set. Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Dane Wigington's with us. Geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Vince. Thanks for continuing to try to shine the light on the collective insanity that's surrounding us all.
You know, Dane, I can't believe how eloquently you said that, the collective insanity. You are absolutely right. You know, I look at the farm, and I look at the amount of rain that we've had. I look at the lack of growth of the grass, that we cut for hay with the amount of rain that we've had. It does not add up. We should have way, way, way more grass grown than we have. Let me share this with you. I was on the air with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and I said this. Here's what happened. I did an experiment with some of the fields that we have, and there's a field across the road, a neighbor's field, and I've cut that many, many times. I use the same equipment, same hay baler, and I take the bales to the same size rolls, about 1,000 pounds, and there are markings on the indicator for how big I can bale. And I take it right to the edge of the limit. I go right into the red range. So it's really easy for me to get these bales within 25 pounds of each other. Well, year after year, I do the same thing. And the reason I like them to be as big as possible is that means I move fewer bales because each one weighs the absolute maximum that I can get them to be. And the neighbor's field across the road, we did not fertilize at all. And I know from experience that I should have gotten about 85 bales. We got 35. Now, in our fields, I experimented and I fertilized with micronutrients. The recommendation is apply triple 17 fertilizer, 17, 17, 17. I did not do that. I went heavier on the micronutrients, something I've never done on the grass before. And I had another few fields that I fed the cows grass on during the winter. So I fed them rolls of hay, and there's a lot of cow manure on these particular two fields. And here's the result. The result is the field that had no fertilizer did absolutely horribly. And we have other fields on our property that I did not fertilize that just turned to weeds. Only the weeds grew well. The grass did not grow well, and they weren't even worth cutting. The fields that I fertilized with micronutrients did okay. They really did. The yield was about what I would expect under normal circumstances. The yield of the fields with lots of cow manure, I'm talking about lots of cow manure that I spread. I have what's called a chain harrow. And I take this 10-foot wide chain. It's like 10 feet by 10 feet. And it's in a crosshatch pattern. And I drag that through the manure and I spread it around. And the sun bakes it and dries it and it becomes fertilizer. So those fields did well. The fields with the micronutrients without the cow poop on them did well. The field without fertilizer did very, very poorly. So what I'm saying is my experience is that your field has got to be absolutely as good as it can be or you're going to get weeds or a really poor crop. Are you seeing something like that in California?
Absolutely. There's an number of reasons for that. I mean, one, the rain that's falling on you guys is definitely toxic. We haven't had any tests come back from anywhere that has not shown the same metals that we know are there, aluminum, barium, strontium. These have a huge effect on the ability of flora to grow and function and thrive. Two, we have global dimming. That's a statement or a term most people are not familiar with. It refers to the fact that in the last 5 decades, we've lost 20 to 25% of the sun's direct rays. Now, in addition to this, you have these particulates, and this is the specified purpose of global geoengineering to fill the atmosphere with reflective metal particulates. They're light-scattering materials, so they change the nature of the incoming solar radiation. What does that do to photosynthesis? We don't know, but it certainly seems to have a catastrophic effect. We know in the case of solar parabolic power plants, which is the big bent mirrors with the collector in the center, only a 3% deflection of light there causes a 20% reduction in solar uptake. So what's this doing to plants? We don't know. Also, we know these bioavailable materials kill soil microbes. What happens when you kill soil microbes? Fungus takes over, just like in the human body. If you take an antibiotic and you kill all your natural flora, fungus takes over. Same thing. So now we have a fungal infection responsible for fungal-related factors. The species extinction rate today of 200 plus a day, that's considered conservative now, 200 plus species of plant and animal going extinct every single day. We're in the sixth rate mass extinction right now. 70 to 80% of that is fungally related. So we're seeing everything from grasses to oak trees now laden with fungus because the beneficial microbes are being killed off between the massive UV radiation, because we know we have a shredded ozone layer. That also has a huge effect on the growing field. So maybe you did okay with a field, Vince, that was heavily augmented with other nutrients and so forth, but how well would that field have done if all the other conditions were well too? Perhaps it would have done twice as good as normal. So you can fight the tide a bit, you know, but how much can you fight that tide and for how long?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying, Dane, that the experiment showed that without augmentation, the fields, the yield is almost not worth cutting. It's almost not worth the fuel to harvest the hay. And some fields that were, let's say, poor condition, that certainly could have yielded an amount of hay worth cutting, only yielded weeds. So everything was skewed to a worse condition. And without really, really highly augmented fields, the yield is very, very poor. So you're absolutely right. I should have had twice the yield that I had. Not only that, I have never used more fuel for the amount of bales that I baled, ever, ever. Probably 50% or more fuel to bale those bales. And it's not like the hay was really, really wet and required more energy. Something is really radically wrong with this equation, and I'm not sure exactly all of the factors. The only things I can think of is that there's less oxygen in the air, and we're making less horsepower with our tractors. The fuel content, the BTUs of the fuel, the diesel fuel, is lower. Or there's more friction in the hay that I'm cutting, meaning it's more sticky and it's requiring more horsepower than it did because of the compounds that are falling from the sky on it. And I can see the chemtrails over the farm before we cut this hay for a month, and they would dissipate and the sky would get cloudy. And when you talk about global dimming at 20 to 25%, I think it was more like, in these cases, I'm not saying overall. Overall, I believe you're right. But during the time that we were trying to bale hay, I would say global dimming was, in our area, was more like 60%.
Oh, I think that's accurate. You know, you guys in the eastern half of the North American continent have been the target of the most concentrated geoengineering. And this is extremely evident on the NASA GISS maps. I have no love for NASA, but these maps are taken from ground temperature readings. And the eastern half of the North American continent sticks out like a sore thumb. It's the only area that's below normal temperatures in the northern hemisphere. And again, I think what you're saying could be even more than 60, might be, you know, 70 or 80 in places, more of a decline in this, you know, the solar, direct solar energy. Now, in the oxygen content, I think you're on the right track there as well, Vince. And we talked about that a little bit off air, but we know that global oxygen, atmospheric oxygen content is declining rapidly. We know this, and we know global plankton supplies are down 50%+ right now. And again, so many roads lead back to climate engineering, especially, yes, we have a lot of problems in the oceans. We've treated them like toilets for how many decades, a lot of pollution and so forth. But nothing is so uniform as a shredded ozone layer. And that's the overall coverage of the planet from the intense UV now. The UV radiation is actually used to sterilize labs, UVC radiation. We know we're getting UVC on the surface, and we're getting incredibly strong UVB. Again, minimally 1,200% more than we were being told. So this kills plankton, period. It kills microbes on terrestrial areas as well, and it radically affects the ability of plants to grow. So, again, declining oxygen supply, toxic rain, deflected sunlight, which affects photosynthesis. I mean, the list goes on and on, but all of it leads back to climate engineering in so many ways. And, yes, again, we have lots of other problems. We're doing lots of damage to the planet from many different directions, but nothing so great and so all-encompassing as climate engineering.
Dan, you talked about massive ultraviolet wavelengths. Here's something that I've noticed. And, you know, I've mentioned on the air that I play this character Columbo, and it came from, you know, the TV series Columbo. And that was back from the 1990s when I used to teach class. The students would watch television, and it would be these fast-forward scenes, 3 seconds of a scene, the next scene, then 3 seconds, and another scene. And I was teaching in slow motion real life, you know. So I had to establish some kind of a character to get the students' attention and hold their attention. Well, I adopted this character of Columbo, who's confused a lot of the times. Now, I can just see myself looking at the clothesline outside at our farm, which is the faces or the western sun, evening sun, faces this clothesline. Now, I am not one who's ever bought a pair of jeans with holes in the knees, sliced, you know, put on a grinding wheel to make them look worn out when you purchase them brand new, okay? However, here's what I've noticed. That character Columbo was standing looking at the wash line like, what in the heck is going on? All of my jeans that hang out on the line, because we don't use a clothes dryer here, we have one, but we don't use it, the jeans are becoming shredded. They are not standing up the way they used to. They're wearing out. I've got holes in all my jeans. Big holes. And it's not for fashion.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class on Monday. Monday, 5:30, Ziggy's Restaurant, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. I'll be setting up at 5:30. And that's the fellowship time. Around 6 o'clock, we start with our seminar. And this Monday, Dane Wigington is going to be with us. He's going to be live via teleseminar. It's going to be questions and answers. And he's going to answer all those difficult questions that you have about geoengineering, climate control, and one of the absolute largest threats to we the people by the global manipulators. I'm very serious about that. I believe this is a huge threat. And his website, geoengineeringwatch.org. Link on the website, usapreparers.com, page one. At the bottom of the page where your instructors are, you can click on Dane Wigington, and it'll take you right to his website, geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane, I was talking about the holes in my blue jeans. They're shredding. They're wearing out at an unbelievable rate. Now, of course, I don't wear them out, in public when they're like that. But when I'm working on the farm, on the tractor, you know, right after the broadcast, I'll changing the oil, working on machinery, those kinds of things, concrete, welding. I certainly do wear them until they're shredded, and then I'll throw them away. But I believe that the ultraviolet rays are destroying the clothes that are hanging on the line. Have you heard anyone else say that, or is it just me?
There's no question there's a relationship to that. In fact, we talked to solar panel manufacturers, including the solar heating water panels. They're seeing degradation on the panels in 3 years, what used to take 12 years. Again, we're not guessing on the amount of UV radiation hitting us being 1,200% or more. above what we're being told. So as you mentioned correctly, Vincent, a minute or two ago, that the degree of threat posed by climate engineering, I'm focused on this issue for one reason. I believe if one rationally looks at the data, you cannot come to any other conclusion except that short of nuclear annihilation, the greatest and most immediate threat the human race faces, period, is climate engineering. And this is why. No ozone layer, no life on Earth. That's very simple. No terrestrial life on Earth, period. It's disrupting the entire life support system of the planet, from the clouds to the ground. It's toxifying everything, every breath we take. I don't care if people can see a horizon-to-horizon trail above their head at any given point in time or not. The atmosphere is totally saturated with particulates. We almost never have any blue skies anymore because there's so much of this material floating around. Go outside at night on a calm day after heavy spraying, shine a light up, and people will be astounded. It looks like it's snowing. That's how much material is coming down on us all the time. There's always stuff in the air, a little bit, but there's 10 times more now. We know this. We have from NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, we know that they have identified that the atmosphere is now full of particulates and they can't figure out where it's coming from. It's ridiculous. The degree of lying that's going on right now is absolutely insane. So, again, why is geoengineering such a big threat? Toxifies every breath we take. It's toxifying our soils. It's tearing the Earth's life support systems apart, literally. It's killing the planet's ability to produce oxygen. Plankton produces 50 to 60% of the Earth's oxygen supply. It's killing oceanic plankton. We have, again, sterilized soils. Water's being rendered toxic. The state of California has admitted on the record that the waterways are running full of aluminum, but they refuse to test the rainfall. The system is designed not to show this. So, again, what more all-out assault could we have on all of us, Vince, if we can't take a breath without inhaling this stuff? We know its effect. We have internationally recognized scientists like Russell Blaylock telling us this material, these particulates are so small, they enter right through the lung lining into the bloodstream, where they adhere to cell receptors like a plaque. And this material is lethal. Easy to absorb, very hard to get rid of, builds up in our system. That's why we have Alzheimer's, ALS, autism, dementia, everything going off the charts. The power structure is backed into a corner right now, and the fact that the public is getting sicker, less healthy by the day, with every breath they take, and less able to fight back, it's hard to argue that that's not a part of the equation. And I just got back, Vince, from a 36-hour trip into the forest to examine tree mortality and fish populations. I dove, actually, into one of the major trout tributaries. It's a very large river, feeds the Sacramento River. It's called the Pitt River. I couldn't find a single trout, not one. So when you kill off the bottom of the food chain, you said the grasses aren't growing, the insects are dying as well. We're seeing a 90% insect decline, 90% in Northern California, according to a U.S. Forest Service biologist. So it goes right up the food chain. I couldn't find a single trout, and I dove all over that river into rapids. I've been diving my whole life. That's, you know, it's killing the food chain from the bottom to the top. It's and again, toxifying every breath we take, Vince. So this is an all-out assault against all life.
Class, you're listening to Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org. We'll be right back.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1-month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dane, I can hear the urgency in your voice. You know, I need to share this with the class. You and I talk off the air, and we're on the air, and I can hear the urgency in your voice. I really can. And we've become friends very, very quickly. We're on the same exact page, and our message is the same. And I'm thinking about, as you were talking about the fish, there are many people who are preparedness and survival minded. And Dane, I know what's going through their minds. They're saying, you know what? If things get really bad, I can go hunting, I can fish, I got a 308, a 30-06, I've got a 270, a 243. You know, I can get some deer, I know how to gut it, I know how to process it. I can collect firewood in the woods. And, you know, I know how to forage, and I know what plants to eat, and I'm good to go. But, Dane, based on what you're saying, and based on what I'm seeing, that will come to a very quick end. Because the amount of deer that I see on the farm are few and far between. The amount of turkeys that I see on the farm are few and far between. The amount of fish that I see in the creek that runs across our farm, I used to see thousands of small minnow-sized fish. I only see hundreds now.
The notion that people can survive out on the woods, Vincent, you're exactly right. Exactly right. I live in the middle of a massive wilderness area with what was a thriving ecosystem 10 years ago. I've grown up in the forest. I spent my life here. No chance I could survive out there. I have 2,000 square miles of wilderness behind me that was loaded with game and life 10 years ago, no longer. So anybody's notion that they're going to survive off the land is a pipe dream. It's an absolute pipe dream at this point. And this is why we all must prioritize. If we're standing ankle deep in water and the water's coming over the deck of the ship and we're all standing on the Titanic, if we don't plug the bottom, it's game over. It's that simple. And that's what we face. That's where climate engineering comes into play. It is the mechanism by which the power structure is virtually killing off the entire planet. Now, we can argue as to those involved, why would they do this? And I would argue that most of the people involved have no idea what they're doing to the planet. They're being told they're doing something for the common good, something that's necessary in order to preserve the planet's life support systems from a runaway greenhouse event. What they're doing, and this is compartmentalization that occurs in the military, we all know it occurs, and so the vast majority of people involved don't understand the degree to which they are virtually killing off the entire planet. And if the planet doesn't support life, I don't care what provisions you've stacked up, you're not going to make it. And this is exactly where we're headed. And as the walls close in, again, it's not only toxifying everything, as I mentioned before the break, it's also triggering climate feedback loops, any one of which will end life on Earth. The methane ozone destruction, now you have methane releasing from the Arctic. There's enough methane in the Laptev Sea of the Arctic alone to cause a Permian-style mass extinction 100 times over. It's happening now, and climate engineering is fueling that process. So by too many directions to really outline fully, Vincent, climate engineering is sucking the noose around all of our necks from every breath we take to the planet's life support systems. We must prioritize, no matter what other challenge we face. If we don't deal with this one, it's game over. It's that simple. So now we have to wonder, why are people, we talked about this off the air a bit, why are people like Jesse Ventura completely now, it appears, towing the line for the power structure and helping to hide this issue? And I was disappointed, shocked, didn't know what to feel, seeing Jesse completely disseminate information that's exactly what the power structure would want him to disseminate, with his only quote-unquote expert that climate, or he called it chemtrails. Of course, chemtrails is a term the power structure wants them to use because it's a non-science term. So it's the only term Ventura used. He puts Ken Caldera, the second most recognized geoengineer on the planet, puts him on as his, quote, witness. This is an astounding piece. People need to see it to really believe that Jesse would do this. And I'm again, completely disappointed. But what happens when the people you think are supposed to help tell the truth also change sides? What do you do? I mean, it's up to us. It's up to all of us to get the word out. So people can watch this piece from Jesse Ventura, and they can see my rebuttal to it at Geoengineering Watch. again, with Ken Caldera, a guy who says it's not happening, who we have on tape, on the record. This is a world's second most recognized geoengineer. We have him on audio tape stating what he used to do at Lawrence Livermore Laboratories, sit around and discuss ways to detonate hydrogen bombs in order to cause tidal waves to inundate cities. Wow, we've seen a bit of that lately, haven't we? And also, he states this on the record, that this is what his job was, to sit around and think of ways to seed clouds with pathogens to poison the populations below. And this is Jesse Ventura's expert to say that, gee, this isn't happening. It's astounding. It's truly astounding.
Well, I asked Dr. Norman Shealy, you know, what would cause a person to even think this way, think about this level of evil? And I asked him if their mothers didn't take the vitamins and minerals, and they had a birth defect, and that's what these people are. They are defective, literally defective, to think about in trying to annihilate, you know, people, kill people. I mean, you really have to be defective to even want to think about that. And I believe in Dr. Norman Shealy, a world-renowned brain surgeon, neurosurgeon. He and I believe that these people are defective. Dane, bringing this right back to home, I'm talking about right to my farm. 2 years ago, we saw dead deer all over the farm. Now, something happened to the deer that would cause them to waste away and die. And we found them all over the farm. I mean, a lot of them. And the reason we found them is as they rotted, they started to really smell. And you could see the predators, flying overhead. And we'd go over there and take a four-wheeler or motorcycle over there, and we'd see the deer. And what I'm saying, that's never happened before. It would be almost like someone had shot a whole bunch of deer, and they would race off wounded and die later. But they weren't shot. They were not shot. It was not hunting season. No one shot them. They just died. And I'm talking a lot of them. Have you experienced that a couple years ago, or is that just in this area of the Ozarks?
Well, again, the decline in life in our forest here in the last 10 years can barely be believed. And instead of seeing deer all over, we rarely see one now. Turkeys, I used to have 30, 40, 50 around my ponds every single day. None. There's none.
Now.
So, again, people have a normalcy bias. This is a categorized mental condition where they can't perceive of anything outside of that bias, outside of what they've experienced. So even though the walls are caving in around them, in this case, all of us, so many people have this normalcy bias, and they just can't and won't recognize the fact that the world is, the biosphere is imploding, and because McDonald's is still open, Walmart's still open, they just can't break their mental filter. So then you mentioned also defective people. Yes, we have 4% of society is clinically psychopathic. These people always end up in the top positions of power, and they are defective. They are running the planet. And again, the rest of us, are so much of population right now, can't seem to break their normalcy bias and realize the ship is going down by the day. They won't have that choice much longer, Vincent. Again, the rapidity with which things are unraveling can't be overstated. And those who don't yet believe this, in the coming weeks and months, they will. I mean, right now, the feedback loops, the climate feedback loops that are coming and hinged around the globe from the methane expulsion, ozone depletion, the climate is certainly being torn apart at the seams, literally, by climate engineering. And it's the toxification of the entire biosphere, everything we just discussed. This is a priority issue. This should be a priority issue for everyone, period. We post ongoing data at Geoengineering Watch. In fact, it's coming in so fast now that I can hardly process it, because there's so many things going on around the globe. Massive cataclysmic flooding in places, wildfires and others. Siberia is burning to the ground. Everything feeds on itself once you start this process. So as we have areas like Siberia, again, going up in flames, then that soot settles on the ice that's left in Greenland and the Arctic. That causes it to be a heat absorber instead of a heat reflector. That starts to melt the ice faster. As the ice retreats over the ocean, that heats the ocean, that thaws methane quicker. Everything feeds on itself, and this process is happening now. It's not a linear equation. It's an exponentially accelerating equation. Again, based on all available data, and I stand by this, if we don't stop climate engineering, that's the end of the road. I mean, the planet will not be able to reach any equilibrium that will support life, and the data backs up what I'm saying. It's not a knee-jerk statement. It's not alarmism. It's fact.
Dane, my understanding is that you're an engineer for at one time.
I'm not an engineer. I have 4 years of college. I was with Bechtel Power. Okay. I do not have a formal degree, but it in no way changes my 15 years of research in this arena. And I would match that with anyone on air. If you find anybody who wants to debate me with any credentials on the air, fact for fact, I'm game anytime. And I've done this. I just sent you two links, Vincent, of quote-unquote experts that were trying to marginalize this issue, and you can listen to those links and see how well you think they fared. They didn't know anything, and I don't think anybody could listen to either one of those quote-unquote debates and not decide who knew the facts and who didn't. So it's just a matter of research, and when you mentioned a meteorologist off the air, a 30-year person that denied this, that's simply trained behavior. There's no rational denial of what we have film of. We have film of these aircraft spraying in the air. We have UN documents, global governance documents, congressional documents. We have 150 patents. I mean, I could go on and on and on. There is no rational denial that this is going on in our skies. None. I mean, you can't logically, rationally deny it.
Well, a couple of weeks ago at a meetup, I said that you were going to be on with us, and there was a double booking. You were double booked, so we postponed it to this Monday coming up. And I mentioned that you'd be on with us, and I said, we're going to be talking about geoengineering. Does anyone not believe geoengineering is happening? And it looked like every hand went up. And I just wanted to make sure, so I said, let me ask you a different way. Does anyone not believe it? And one hand went up, and I said, are you serious? Are you serious? And she said, absolutely. She was a meteorologist trained 30 years ago. We'll talk about that when we come back. Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. You've talked about it for a while. Now it's time to get your family the emergency readiness pack it deserves. And there's one site to turn to, toppackgear.com. From large to small, you'll find kits for every purpose, and all of them can be customized by you. toppackgear.com offers the best pre-built packs the internet has to offer, assembled using only high-quality products vetted by pros and chosen for the best balance of quality and value. Prepare, endure, prevail with toppackgear.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Watch it. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're take my... When you go to the for 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class Dane Wigington's with us. Geoengineeringwatch.org. Please visit his website. Dane, we're going to have a meetup on Monday. 5:30 I start setting up. So, and you and I are going to be live answering questions from the class starting around 6 o'clock. That's Ziggy's Restaurant, Sunshine and Gladstone, Springfield, Missouri. It's absolutely free. If you'd like to have dinner with us, you certainly may. And I'd like to let those of you who have been calling me from all over the world know that I've been out in the field taking care of the cows, and I've been welding and building concrete walls for a barn. I have been unavailable. I think I'm going to stay unavailable probably until next Tuesday. So probably around next Tuesday, I'll be back in the studio after the broadcast for those calls, and I'd be delighted to take them. I'm sorry I've been unavailable. I just am very concerned about the farm and taking care of our farm animals. Dane, we have Mike from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He would like to talk to you about geoengineering. Mike, please go ahead with Dane Wigington.
Hi, Dane. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I just want to say I'm 53, chemical engineer, but been sitting here in Pittsburgh, and I agree with almost everything you say. See the chemtrails, see the sky always, you know, an aluminum white, never clear anymore. And, you know, I go to the National Oceanographic radar site and look at the map, and I can see that they're using the NEXRAD radar to, you know, influence storms and send pulses of energy.
They are.
Yeah. So
you're correct. And this, and again, is the ionize the atmosphere. These are conductive metallic particulates, and, you know, in the show it's hard to go into all the aspects, but you're exactly right. So if you have a certain polarization of these particulates and you expose them to RF frequency, you can help to scatter them. This would cause the particulates to repel each other, as we see in certain days where these trails scatter out so fast over the whole horizon, or you can pull them together, cause larger condensation nuclei, and cause it to rain. So, yes, this is a part of the weather manipulation mechanism, is massive RF frequency transmitters all over the globe.
Well, they've caused tornadoes. They've killed people. They've flooded people. I mean, this is such a criminal act.
It is, but if we take all those mortalities from the disasters that certainly can only be connected to these programs, because if the weather's been completely disrupted, that means any particular disaster at any particular place and time would probably likely not have occurred in that place. Maybe there would have been others. But if we look at respiratory mortality, for example, in the U.S. alone, from 2005 to 2010, respiratory mortality went from 8th on the list of mortality to 3rd. We think it's now in 2nd, and the CDC's hiding it. So you're right about all those mortalities, but how many more mortalities go unconnected to these programs from the complete toxification of our systems, our lungs, our neurological systems being clogged up with these particulates? So, I mean, the amount of actual mortality caused by these programs could never be quantified, never. It's off the charts.
Ladies, if your husband is involved in this in any way, shape, or form, whether an administrator, whether a director, a pilot, a co-pilot, fueling the planes with these toxic substances, he's involved in criminal activity. He's a traitor. He's committing treason. And you need to stop him.
Exactly right.
And you can do it. Ladies, your man involved in this, you can stop him from doing it. You can say, look, I am not going to allow you to poison the planet in which I and you and our children live. And hopefully our grandchildren may live in it. But you got to stop. Ladies, you can do it right now.
That won't happen. I mean, again, people need to accept the fact that on the track we're on, that whatever future they've imagined is not going to come to pass. And we're faced now with simply trying to preserve some aspect of the planet to support life. And so I hope people join us in this fight. Go to geoengineeringwatch.org, find data, share it, help us to sound the alarm while we still have anything left to save.
Mike, thanks for calling in. I appreciate your call. Call in more often. Dane Wigington, I'm looking forward to being with you via teleconference on Monday, Ziggy's, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. We're going to do that live. We're going to take questions. You and the class will be having a lively discussion. And we'll talk about a meteorologist who's been trained. Hopefully she'll be there and she can ask you her questions, why she doesn't buy it. I buy it. I'm in your camp. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next? He's up to you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.